You know, I said that we encourage the lost to seek the Lord. Today is the day of salvation. We know not what tomorrow holds. We don't know what the rest of this day will hold, do we? You know, that not only applies to the lost, but it applies to us as saved individuals. You know, Brother Casey called me Thursday night, I believe, and asked if I would was available for tonight. I told him I was, and I thought I knowed what I was going to preach on. I already had one planned out, I guess you could say. You know, as I studied and meditated last night, it just didn't feel right. It just wasn't there. I think, Brother Marion, you, Brother Austin, you'll find it out if you hadn't, but you'll understand what I'm saying. We don't know what a day will hold. Something happened through the night that hadn't happened to me before. I said I was uneasy about what I was trying to study, and it was just about 3:30 this morning. I woke up, and there was a scripture. I would say it woke me up, but it wasn't one that I had thought anything about. It was not even affiliated with the thoughts that I had before, and I thought, Lord, I don't know what to do with that. But you know, as the day unfolded today, I have seen more and more by the things that was said and the things that I seen, the things I experienced, that we need to be ready, don't we? You know, I said that scripture, and if I was going to title this, I say you Bible readers may be familiar with what I say where it comes from, but it's out of 1 Samuel. And it is Samuel talking to Saul. And a little background on it, Saul had, he was commanded to go against the Amalekites and utterly destroy everything. God had commanded him to do that. Amalekites had given Israel trouble. And it was prophesied back even in Exodus that they would be trouble for generations. So Samuel was to utterly destroy them. But Samuel, he come up with an idea someplace, him and his man, that they would save the best of the sheep. And the best of the oxes, and the things that were good. And they spared the king's life. That was against what God had instructed them to do. God come to Samuel in a vision at night and said, you go talk to that man. Samuel went to him, and the verse that come to my mind was, what meaneth the blading of the sheep in my ear, in the lowing of the ox that I hear. You know, that ended up, God removed Samuel from king of Israel over his disobedience. And you know, as I thought tonight, and my heart was on that, we heard Sister Susan stand up and make a talk about the things that were going on in this world and the election that was coming up. But she said, regardless, it is the duty of the church to keep on doing the commandments of God, what the Lord Jesus had instructed us to do. Regardless of how the nation goes, we are to be a light unto the world, ain't we? But you know what? I'm afraid oft times that we might have some bleeding of the sheep and some lowing of the ox. And you know, those things, we can't hide them. I said we needed to be ready. You know, Brother Casey, he mentioned at the end of his sermon that there is a spiritual warfare going on. You know, we get complacent and we sometimes say we don't want day hold, but we get complacent and we think that tomorrow will be just like today. People, we are not waiting for a battle to come. There is a battle that is raging right now. I tell you, what Jesus left his church in the world to do is it is needed now. You know, these people troubled on every hand. You know, the fields are white unto harvest, but the laborers are few. Tell you, as I was thanking Brother Sampson this morning, what I got to hear of Sunday school, he asked some questions, and he turned to the 6th chapter of Matthew, and I may, my reading lesson will probably come from there, but I was thinking about the Sermon on the Mount. You know, Jesus, he states in this the spiritual character and the quality that his kingdom. You know what you could substitute in that word for kingdom? His church. You know, a lot of people are looking to a kingdom to come, but I declare that Jesus established his kingdom while he was here on the earth. And it still presides today. It's the church. That's his kingdom. And he instructs us in this Sermon on the Mount of the things that we need to be, how our spiritual character, what it ought to look like. You know, Brother Sampson, you asked some questions, and I think most of them could be summed up. It was about the spiritual health of us Christians. You know, as I said, you don't know what today holds. Today held some things that I hadn't really experienced before. But, you know, that shouldn't be surprising to me. It shouldn't take me off guard. You know, the Word of God tells us to be instant in and out of season. It instructs us to be able always to give an answer to whosoever asks us of the hope that lies within us. You know, I pray I did a good job with that today. I got an opportunity to talk to a man that I think was confused. I think his state of mind was a little off, and I got to question him and talk to him and tell him about my experience of salvation. You know, that's something I know about. That's something that's real. He said that he had trusted in the Lord and baptized was the best I could get out of him. But I said, was you saved before you were baptized? And he really didn't answer. He was a truthful man. He wasn't belligerent, or he was honest. I asked him about the situation he was in, and said that he was just recently got out of prison and was in Bowling Green at a rehab. And I said, you got a problem with drugs or alcohol? And he said, both. He said, but I don't when I don't have no money. You know, let's pray for that man. I don't know, the Lord to help him with his problem. You know, that's our duty. We're instructed in God's Word on the Sermon on the Mount. That is supposed to be some of our character. To be a help to our fellow man. That's the part of what ought to be able for the world to identify his kingdom and his church is by how we conduct ourselves and carry ourselves in this world. You know,
I said that think we got some problems, don't y'all? Brother Sampson, your questions this morning was you wanted us to think on these things through the week. We're not waiting for a battle to come, people. We're in a battle today. We don't need to get complacent and think that something is coming down the road. There is things coming down the road. I don't know what to be, but the worries for today are sufficient, ain't they? There's troubles today that we need to be in the place that we can help and that we can point the people to Christ. You know, I said this was about the character of the church, spiritual character of the church, and we as a Christian and as a church, we can get lax in that and be in a place that we're not really of use. You believe that? You know, God teaches that. Jesus taught that in this sermon about how that we, our character, our spiritual character ought to be. He says that ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherefore shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden under the foot of man. You know, Jesus, when he delivered this, he sit down and his disciples come, his followers. I believe the church that he had set up. He taught them these things that they needed to do. And he wouldn't have said it if it wasn't possible for us to lose our Savior. And he was forewarning us of those things. You know, we don't I don't know what tomorrow holds, do you? You know, like I said, there was situations that happened today that I wasn't planning on. This whole day has been a learning experience for me. Never before had I been woke up in the middle of the night and a scripture be so embedded in my heart and mind. I didn't understand it. But as the day unfolded, I thought about that. You know, we're in a warfare, and Paul instructs the church at Ephesus in the 6th chapter that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but powers and principalities in high places. I'll just turn and read that 6th chapter of Ephesians. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against the rulers of this darkness, for this world against spiritual wickedness in high places. You know, we never know when it's going to become our time to be thrown right in the heat of the battle, does it? We don't know. You know, we're instructed to let our light. Jesus says that we are the light of the world in this Sermon on the Mount. That we are the light of the world, and we are a city that sit upon a hill cannot be hid. Neither do man light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that in their house. He said, let your light so shine before man that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You know, that's supposed to be the spiritual convictions of the church or the spiritual character of the church. And I tell you, we oftentimes let things of this world, he goes on to talk about that in that sixth chapter of Matthew here, about things that do so easily. They besit us, and things that we let get in between us and God, that we're not in the place that we should be. You know, I don't think there's any bad people in here. And I don't know who this sermon's for. I know one that it fit. That's me. You know, Jesus instructed us in that 19th chapter. Brother Sampson, he got in the 19th chapter. I don't know how far he got, but he said, lay not for yourself treasures upon this earth, where moth and rust doeth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doeth corrupt, but where thieves do not break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And you know, as I thought about that, where our treasure is where our heart will be. You know, these next verse, that 22nd verse, it says, the light of the body is the eye. And if therefore thine eye be single, the whole body shall be filled with light. To my understanding, that single means healthy. And I believe it is meaning a spiritual health. If it is looking into the spiritual things of God, that's what we need to be focused on, isn't it? That it will be the light, our whole body shall be filled with light. But he goes on and says, but if your eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkened, how great is that darkness? You know, it's saying this, these people, they had a light in them. We have a light in us. But you know, we can cover that in darkness. This was, Jesus was teaching his church, his kingdom, about the spiritual character that they needed and the quality that they needed. You know that evil there, I think that meaning that it was unhealthy spiritual. It had no spiritual side in it. You know, when we lose sight of the spiritual things that God has caused us to do, I tell you what, there is some sheep that are bleating. There's some oxes that are lowing. It's easy for us to look at these things and the things they do, and we'll say, well, I'd never do that. But you know, we're cut out of the same cloth as the children of Israel was back. You know, we're dealing with the same thing. They had an adversary that was against them. You know, we have an adversary that's against us today. It's been the same through ages. You know, we talk about things getting worse and worse. I don't know, things have been pretty bad in this earth for a long time. Sometimes it's been a lot worse than others. But I tell you, God's grace is sufficient. I tell you what, we have the ability in us to not lose our savor, to be a light unto this world. You know, Brother Sampson, the question that you was asking, I took out of that you was talking about the spiritual health that the children of God are in now. I tell you what, I wished and I pray that my spiritual health will get to where it needs to be. That my eye will be singular. That I will be looking into the spiritual thing. That my body might, whole body might be filled with life. You know, we got the ability to help our fellow man, don't we? The church got the responsibility. That's in her character. That's an identifying mark of her, is to help the fellow man, to lead them, to point them towards Christ. But I'm afraid that we oftentimes let things come in between us. You know, the lawyers and the Pharisees, they tempted Christ, and one of the lawyers questioned him about which is the greatest commandment. In the 27th chapter, or 22nd chapter of Matthew, and he says that to love thy God with all thy heart, thy mind, and thy soul. And the second is likened to it, that we love our neighbor as ourselves. He said that all the law and commandments were hinged on those two. You know, when we get away, as this 19th verse of this sixth chapter says, when we get away from the Lord and the spiritual needs in this world, and we get to trying to lay up the treasures for ourselves here on earth. Oh boy, that's easy to do, isn't it? We lose our savor, don't we? You know, in that 24th verse of that sixth chapter, Jesus said, no man. This leaves out, no exceptions to this, is it? It says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon, for riches, the things of this world. You know, I get to looking at our spiritual health sometimes, and I think that is the biggest culprit to us in our spiritual health. If we're too involved in the things of this world, we're not focused on the spiritual things of the life. You know, I was thinking that as I got that this morning, and that verse come to my heart and mind, and Samuel, that what meaneth the bleeding of the sheep in my ear, and the lowing of the oxen I hear. I was able in a few minutes to kind of drift back off to sleep. In a few minutes, I woke up and another scripture was on my heart. I didn't understand it really either. I know it tied in with the bleeding of the sheep and the lowing of the oxen, but I didn't know how it was going to fit. And then as this day progressed, I kind of seen some things. People, we need to be ready for the battle at hand. Not the one that we think's coming in the future. Yes, there's battles in the future. As long as the Lord leaves us here, we're going to have battles against the powers of this world, against Satan. He's doing all he can to sidetrack us, to get us off of, get our eye out of a spiritual sight, to get the singleness out of our eyes and get that unhealthy, unspiritual eye, get us to looking through that. You know what? Because Jesus said that'll make the whole body dark. And great is that darkness. You are the light of the world.
Jesus was talking to his church. He's talking to us. And I tell you what, if we're not in the place, if we're not in the that we need to be, there's a great darkness, isn't there? We have opportunity. You know, I thought about another one. You know, Samuel, back in 1 Samuel there, when he told Saul that, Saul pretended or had intention that they had saved the best of the sheep and the oxen as to sacrifice in the Lord. And Samuel told him, well, the Lord told him, this is what Samuel said unto him, has the Lord as great a delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than to sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. What was the great commandment? To love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, and with all thy soul. We fall short of that oft time. See, we get caught up in the things of this world. You know, he says in that 23rd verse of the 9th, of the 15th chapter, he says, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the words of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. I tell you what, the disobedience that we can be to the Lord can have a great cost to it, can't it? Did Saul. Battle at hand, people. We need to be ready for the battle. We're engaged in a warfare right now. You know, I thought of a second scripture that come to my mind was in the book of Joshua, 6th chapter and 7th chapter. You know, God had done just give Israel their first battle when they crossed over the Jordan was to take Jericho. Those people had again had been injurious to the people of God, and he instructed them to utterly destroy them. And he said that the silver, the gold, the silver, the brassen vessel, and the iron, he said it can go into the treasury of the Lord. But he said, that 18th verse of that 6th chapter, he says, and ye in any wise keep yourself from the accursed things, lest ye make yourself accursed. And when you take of the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. You know, Achan, he cut out of the same cloth we was. He got in there. They took Jericho, and he seen a goodly Babylonian garment. He seen, I believe, 200 shekels of silver. Bar of gold, 50 shekels. And he got covered in after. He wanted to lay up treasures on this earth. Well, that's easy for us to do, people. But you know what that did?
Oh, Israel had a little old battle against Ai. Just short laughed at that. He said, you take of those things, it'll be a curse to you. It'll trouble Israel. This must have been probably supposed to be a small battle, so it wasn't going to take all the people up there. I think they got it down to about 3,000 soldiers they took up there. You know, and best I understand that there was 36 in Ai. And they put them on the run. They turned their back and run. God wasn't with them. They had the victory over Israel. 36 against 3,000. Oh, Joshua, he got down on his face, boy. And the Lord told him, get up off the face, for there Israel has sinned. There's a battle ahead, people. It's awful easy for us to get into the cursed things of this life. What is it? Well, there's a lot of things that can hinder us and curse us in the work of the Lord. Tell you what. Not loving the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, and with all thy soul. I tell you, that'll curse us, won't it? It'll make us not ready for the battle at hand. Tell you what, we get to chasing the riches of this world. We get to wanting to lay up the treasures of on earth. I tell you, that'll curse us, won't it? Oh, Achan there, he seen that goodly stuff and thought, I'll get that stuff. He took it back and he buried it in his tent. He said, oh, Israel, thou cannot stand before thy enemies until ye take away the cursed thing from among you. There's a battle ahead, people. If we're going to stand up against the enemy, I tell you what, we're going to have to, if we have some accursed things in our life, we're going to have to get rid of them. Tell you what, you can't hide those sheep and those oxen back 40 and nobody knows it. I tell you, God hears. God hears. We may think that we have them hid. Nobody will know. But God knows. People, we're in a time that we hadn't seen before. I feel confident in saying that nobody in here has seen the things that are going on in the world and our nation that is going on today. There's one hope. It's not in the government. It's the Lord Jesus. And you know what? His chosen method, what he ordained his church, his kingdom to do, is to be a light to the world. We're supposed to be the salt of the earth. Oh, it's easy for us to get a hold of these accursed things. Easy for us to see things and covet after them, isn't it? I tell you what, when we get to putting those things before the things of God, we lose our singleness of eye. Our spiritual sight is dwindling. If our spiritual sight gets dark, oh, how great that darkness is. People, I don't know that I did much with this today, but I know one thing. Whether you got anything from it or not, I did. We get to thinking that tomorrow will be the same as today. No, we don't know what tomorrow's going to hold, people. But I tell you what, our spiritual character is both. We are instructed by the Lord Jesus himself to be in a place, to be in a condition that we can help somebody, that our light so shines. We need to have spiritual vision, people. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life. Back in the 6th chapter of Matthew, 25th verse. What ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not life more than the meat and the body than the raiment? Behold the fowl of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of ye, by taking thought, can add one cubit into his stature? And why take ye thought of raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall not much more he clothe you, O ye of little faith. Well, a lot of people worried about, the economy going to get bad, and what are we going to do? It? I tell you what, we're wasting worry, ain't we? Jesus said it, didn't he? He's going to take care of us. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Here's the key to it here. Here's the key. We don't need to have the cursed thing before. 33rd verse of that 6th chapter said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. He's talking to who? He's talking to his church. We've got There's a battle and a war raging. It's going on. It's not something that we're looking for the battle ahead. I tell you, there is a battle today. There's a battle raging right now. There's spiritual wickedness in high places. The God of this world, he has darkened the sight of many and got them to chasing things that are ungodly and things that are perverse, and wanting us to condone it as being all right. I tell you, those things, we get to doing that, and that'll be a curse unto us. And we won't be able to stand against the enemy, will we? We need to hold true. Seek his righteousness. Last verse of this 6th chapter, I'll end with this. Take therefore no thought of tomorrow. For tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof.
We don't need to worry about the things that might happen tomorrow. We need to have our eyes on the things that are happening today. You know, we warn the lost to seek ye the Lord. You don't know what a day will hold. And we need to keep it in our heart and mind. You know, rebellion is as witchcraft. It's sin, isn't it? Boy, when I tell you what, when we, God leads us to do something, we know to do it, and we don't do it, that is rebellion, isn't it? And stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry. What meaneth the bleeding of the sheep in my ear and the lowing of the oxen that I hear? May God bless you. That's my thought for tonight. I hope somebody got something out of it. We might stand. Sister Stephanie, you lead us in a song. You know, we need to pray for one another, don't we? You know, we're not in this battle alone. Lord Jesus said that he'd be with us. But you know what? We as brothers and sisters in Christ, we got saved by God's grace and united in his church. We ought to have brothers and sisters that'll stand up beside us. I believe they will. Let's hold on to those things that are right. Let's not let Satan beguile us with things of this world. I believe that's our biggest problem. No man can serve two masters. Lay up not treasures. I think that's our biggest problem. We try to, we get caught up in the things of this world, our well-being, our financial gains. It's a curse unto us if we do. May God bless you. Let's come around. Let's shake one another's hand. Let's say in this that we're going to pray for one another. I need your prayers. It's a little easy.